So today we welcome to the program Anshul Jain to chat a little bit about a tech startup that's based right here in the city of Quincy that could help you clear snow off your car during those cold winter mornings. Anshul, it's very nice to meet you. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for having me over.
Well, it's our pleasure. I want to thank Quincy Award 3 Counselor Ian Kane for connecting us through his tech startup, Cubic Labs, here in Quincy, as well, to learn a little bit about how they are fostering and nurturing new businesses such as Snow Champ, right?
Right.
Tell me a little bit about yourself first, if you could.
So my name is Anshul Jain, and I'm the founder of Snow Champ. I live in Quincy with my wife. I went to UMass Boston for my MBA. That's where I came into the US, but Quincy has been home for the last 7+ years. So that's pretty much it. I mean,
short and sweet, right?
Yep.
Where did you grow up, Anj?
I grew up in India, and in North India, and more specifically area around Delhi, Gurgaon. So that's where I grew up.
Okay, and what was it that brought you to the States?
Recession, 2008. I did my engineering in 2008. I graduated. I had 2 job offers from campus placements, something we have in India. But at that time, no company was hiring. I always wanted to do my MBA. But at that time, I had no excuse. And so I had plans to do my engineering, do a couple jobs, work for a few years, and then go do MBA from a US business school. But because of recession, I thought this is the best time to invest. And that's why I came in early, and that wasn't the plan. But I took GMAT, came here in spring of 2010 at UMass Boston. And I mean, so did my MBA. So that was the whole thing.
Okay, what did you study at UMass?
So it's mostly strategic management and accounting. The focus was that other than, so it was a general MBA with a specialization in accounting and strategy.
Okay, so where did the tech part of it come in? Were you always, an electronic kid?
Right. So during my graduation, I did engineering. That's where the tech part came in. So it was the best of the both worlds. Now I have a technology background, plus I have a management background. So I wanted to see how can I apply technology and how can I manage technology to maybe do something bigger, which is essentially serving the community, helping people with their day-to-day problems, solving those problems, and maybe someday something more bigger, which is giving back to the community.
Okay, how did you land here in Quincy?
So, I mean, I had a job in Canton area, so that's where I wanted to move closer, but we had a kind of shuttle, we have a shuttle that runs from Quincy area around Quincy Adams. So that's where, I mean, Quincy was a perfect place for us.
And what are your impressions of the city so far in the past 7 years?
Oh, it has been wonderful. And I call it my home now. Quincy is my home after India. And I think I have spent more time in Quincy than in India in the last 10 years. And Quincy is just beautiful because Red Line is right there. You can walk to a beach, walk to the Wollaston Beach where I live. And there are a lot of parks, there are trails where we can go biking and on walks, and the community has been really supportive. So it has been a great experience. In fact, my wife and I are planning to settle down in Quincy. If we are house hunting these days, so let's see what we find. But our number one choice is to settle down in Quincy.
Oh, are you hearing that from your peers as well, or folks you went to school with, that they're finding Quincy as well?
So yeah, Quincy is actually really good because of the Red Line, and people, most of my friends who work in the city or in Boston downtown, Quincy is a perfect place because you are not in the city, you are away from the chaos of the city, but you can get to the city in 15 minutes. So that's a perfect combination.
Sure. So how did you connect with Cubic Labs, with Counselor Kane?
So Cubic Labs, I was looking for local startups in Quincy that we can partner with, and we can understand what are the challenges they go through and what has been their experience. So there was a news in Patriot Ledger about this incubator, which is Cubic Labs. And their aim is to help businesses grow and help them get their idea off the ground. So that is exactly what we needed. We needed a strategic alliance to get our idea off the ground and expand into markets, first in Quincy and then into other markets. They also have an aim and objective specifically to create jobs in Quincy community. And that is also one of our objective as well. So that perfectly aligns with us. And then, I mean, and that's perfectly aligns with us. And that's how I reached out to Ian and John, and we just connected right away. So yeah, I mean, it has been really helpful. I've been working with them for the last 4 weeks. So, or I would say more than 4 weeks, but yep, it has been a great experience.
When you say our, who is our?
So our is SnowChamp, our team, and essentially SnowChamp.
Okay, and is it just this is you right now? This is your initiative on your own?
So this was my own initiative, but I had three other people helping me. And one is my mentor, and I have friends in India, two of them. So that's four of us I call we. So those are the we.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I was curious to see the names behind the faces.
Right.
You know, we often have a spokesperson such as yourself as the, right. as the company, but I know there's a lot of going on in the background.
Right.
So how has Cubic helped you get this off the ground?
So Cubic has been helping us with partnering with other strategic, helping us with other strategic alliances, helping us with other partnerships. They're also helping us with how to make it a real business, make it a real business opportunity, and how can we reach out to folks in the community. So their connections and their guidance has been really helpful for us. So, yeah.
Did you ever envision yourself being a business owner?
Yep, exactly. That's where we are headed. And right now we are in early phase. Right now we, and I'm sure we'll talk more about it, but right now we are trying to prove a concept and make sure and understand what is the response, and then eventually get into other markets, go bigger and become and do this as a business owner.
Yeah. So is this, I mean, is it fair to say it's kind of a, like a gig economy type based service, if you will?
Exactly. This is exactly gig economy, and gig economy, traditionally has been something where people between the jobs or people who are trying to go back to the work, pick up a gig job to get a new side of income. But recently it has become a critical part of US economy, and people look for gig jobs and the technology advancements and the way 2020 has been for all of us. There are a lot of people who are out of work. There are people who are looking for more jobs. So I think gig economy gonna help a lot of people to put this, to earn more money and have this as a side income. So yes, this is exactly what gig economy is.
Yeah, true. I mean, just as examples, for you know, there's Uber and Lyft and you know, some of the bigger ones. So is it based on that kind of model?
It is exactly based on that kind of model. It's essentially a marketplace. It's essentially a marketplace similar to Uber or Lyft, where we are trying to match people who are looking for snow cleaning services to people to snow cleaners essentially. So that's the ecosystem where they both come in together, and one side is looking for snow cleaning services. The other side is looking for more work. And we are trying to create this ecosystem where both the parties can come together. And if it's a win-win situation for both of them, we would consider our job done there.
Okay, so SnowChamp, how did this get its idea, Ansh? Where did this come from?
So it all started when I moved to this apartment in Quincy. In from this very apartment, I could see the parking of the building. One morning, I saw this couple with a baby trying to get into their car after a snowfall. The guy was trying to clean the car as fast as he can while the wife was trying to protect baby from the cold. He cleaned one side of the car and so that a family can get into the car and stay warm. But he continued to clean the car because you have to clean the car before you can go anywhere. And that was the first thought. That was the first time I thought about it. Wow, wish they had someone who can come and clean their car before they come to the parking area. That was first thing. And during the same winter, I ran into a friend of mine. He's an old man, a disabled man. And in our conversation, it came up that he wasn't able to go out anywhere because his car was covered in snow. And he would pay, and he also mentioned that he would pay someone to clean his car. At that very point, it was very clear to me that there are people, including myself and my wife, who share this similar pain of cleaning their cars after every snowfall. What I did right away is I sent out a quick survey to all my friends who live in Quincy area to see what they think about it. And the response was, oh, we would love to have this service who can clean our cars, and we would pay for it because the other options are expensive, which is a covered parking. And a covered parking in Boston area can get really, really expensive. So there was the genesis of the idea. But as we started exploring more and more, it's much bigger than just cleaning the, just having a service for the cars. And I can talk more about it.
Okay. So, I mean, you did mention earlier that one of your goals, if you will, in life is problem solving. So, I mean, here's a problem that needed solving, right?
Right. Exactly. So, because there is no solution out there that is dedicated to come clean your cars. The solution that we have for driveways are time consuming and cumbersome. Even if I'm a homeowner and I have a driveway, I need to get it clean, I would go through multiple platforms, multiple online platforms, social media, or through my personal connections to find a person who can come clean my car. Then I would share the information. I would make a payment arrangement with him. This gets really, really tiring. The other side, who are people who are looking for jobs and who are ready to go out and help their neighbors clean their driveways, would also go through those similar platforms looking for jobs. Sometimes these people themselves post like, hey, I'm available, I would come help you, I'm looking for a job. And sometimes these postings are actually paid postings. So now think about this for a second. I'm looking for a job, I'm posting myself, and I'm paying for this posting to find a job. The first thing is I don't want to spend money. That's the last thing I want to do. So being a technology enthusiast, I thought there should be a simple solution to this. Requesting a snow cleaner or finding a snow cleaning job shouldn't take that much time. It should take time lesser than it takes to send a quick text or grab a cup of coffee. So that's where our aim is. We want to make Snow Champ a one stop for people who are looking for snow cleaning services and for people who are looking for snow cleaning jobs. So there should be one stop, a centralized location. You go in, you find there, and there is no, and the payments are being handled by a reliable payment processors. So I think that's where we are headed. That's where our aim is.
Okay. Again, it's conceptual right now, right? But it does have a name. It does have a logo. We're going to show folks here. Where did the name and the logo come from, Ansh?
So the name came because I started playing with couple names like Snowman, Snow That. I said, no, you know what? These guys are heroes. These guys are actually champions who go out in this extreme weather and help their neighbors. So they should have some kind of champ next to them. So that's where the name is. The logo is, I wanted to have something simple and something that tells us what the story behind it. The story is, hey, I'm your snow champ. I have this snow shovel in my hand and I'm cool. I have sunglasses on. I have a hat on. So don't worry about it. You go enjoy do what's more important for you. Maybe it's spending time with your family or baking those cookies in the wintertime, but let us go clean your cars and driveways.
Who designed this?
So I drew it on a piece of paper, but I have a friend, his name is Ankit. He's the one who actually took it to a digital world.
Okay, very good. And again, it's not active right now, right? It's just conceptual at the moment?
No, it is active. We are asking. Oh, it is. We have the website up and running. It's snowchamp.app. So we are asking people to pre-register. We are asking car owners to pre-register, meaning saying like, hey, I would like to try this service. These are more on the people who are looking for snow cleaning services. The other side is snow cleaners, and we call our snow cleaners snow champs. And we are asking them to pre-register saying like, hey, when the app is out, let us know. So the idea is we are getting a real good initial response, and our marketing has been focused, our promotions has been focused on mostly on the snow champs at this time, because it's like a chicken and egg problem. But we just want to make sure that we have enough people on our platform before we can ask people to request it, because that would not be a good customer experience, and that's the last thing we want to do. So yeah, we are asking snow champs to pre-register, which is basically your name, your zip code, and your email address. And the response has been really positive. We get job applications almost every day, and I think that's what inspires us to work harder and harder towards snow champ, because one, and we also get messages from these people, and there is one message that particularly stood out for us, and I want to share it with our Quincy community. This guy wrote to me saying, "When can I start? I really need this job." And that was really emotional for us. And that told us this is way bigger than what we started with. There is this whole side of community. There is this workforce who are ready to go out and help. And 2020 has been tough for all of us. And more people are out of work. So there are people who are looking for jobs and they want to start as soon as possible. So that has been the response. And I think we have got a good number of Snow Champs pre-registered on our platform. And the idea around pre-registration is once you pre-register, you would be the first to know that app is out because we have your email address. We would share QR codes or a link to the mobile app. So, yeah.
How have you been marketing this so far? You know, who have you been reaching out to?
So it's mostly word of mouth and social media. And we are promoting, saying, hey, we are looking for snow champs. We are looking for snow cleaners. The hours are flexible. And you get to choose your preferred location where you want to work. And it's mostly word of mouth and social media.
Okay. And for folks who would like to have the service, you know, provided for them, right. Where are they coming from and how are you reaching them?
So they are also coming from word of mouth. And we're going to run those promotions really soon once we make this base of users who are snow cleaners. And we would be doing the similar kind of promotions and on social media, letting people know like, hey, we are up and running, we are live. You can download our app and you can request your snow champ at a time convenient for you.
Okay, obviously this is only for the winter months and only when it snows, right? So it's a temporary thing.
Right. So that's where we started with. And I said, as we explored more about this gig economy and people looking for jobs, as I talk to more and more people, the response that I'm getting is, hey, you should also do something for cleaning houses, something for moving someone's sofa or cleaning fall leaves. So I think that's a possibility. So if we could create that platform where we're basically having these people who don't need any fancy tools to do those things, because I don't want to put a lot of pressure on the workforce to go invest in a car or go invest in a heavy machinery before you can start working. So we would have to explore the areas where the tools and trainings are minimum. Like for example, for the car cleaning, all you need is a snow brush with a scraper. So maybe just for a fall cleans, for a cleaning fall leaves, maybe you just need a broom. So that's where we would want to focus on. But yep, great, good thing that you brought up. So we're starting with snow, we're getting responses to do other jobs, which can be helpful for people and can be helpful for both sides of the communities. So we'll see where we go there, but that's definitely there on our roadmap.
Okay, all right. So, it starts small and see where it goes, it sounds like. How exactly. We can't talk about prices, but how is payment handled on both for the employer and the customer?
Right. So payment are handled by a payment processor. We don't store any information, any credit card information or routing, bank routing numbers and all any kind of financial information is not stored in our databases. The payment processors are similar to what Lyft or Uber uses for their businesses. For a customer, we would show their estimated charges once they request, but we would only deduct any charges after the request gets completed. Similarly, for a snow champ, he would link his bank account to our application. The moment he completes a request, he would get his money directly in his bank deposit, and it's totally secure. It's PCI compliant, and that's the number one thing I wanted to invest the most, because like I said in the starting, arranging a payment thing can get awkward. Like, hey, how would I pay you? Would I pay you a check? Would I pay you in cash and all that? So that's why we want to do that, a transparent pricing, and it should be ease of use and it should be secure.
Yeah, it's all done through the app, right? Like other gig services.
Exactly. Like how you would pay for Uber or Lyft. So, and in fact, we are using similar payment processors that they are using.
Okay. Is there a verification system or a complaint system if folks aren't satisfied with the service or if a worker's not satisfied with Snow Champ?
Absolutely. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to do a ratings concept. So, but that could be in our second launch, meaning it might not be on the first launch, but we are trying to do it iteratively. So we are trying to get the first thing out there, but we are also encouraging people to write us on our team at snowchamp.app, any experience, anything that they have. But we are also planning to do a rating system for both the parties. You can always rate your snow cleaner, how was your experience? And also a snow cleaner can request like, hey, how was his experience? Mm-hmm. Was the car parked at the location that we gave him the address of? Was the car size correct? Like, hey, you're paying for a hatchback, but it's actually a big truck that I just cleaned. So all those kind of things. But yeah, the rating systems would be in place and it would be transparent, and because it's small. So our team would personally look into each and every feedback.
Okay, so this really is a labor of love for you, right? This is kind of your baby that you're hatching.
Exactly. That's and we wanted to start with the Quincy community, because Quincy has been home for us, and so we wanted to see the response in Quincy first, and then eventually move on to other markets.
Yeah, I know you're interested in giving back to the community as well as eventually hopefully a small business owner, right?
Right. So giving back to the community, we have been talking to local charitable organizations in Quincy. Although we aren't that big yet, but we still want to share our profit with the community. And whatever we could do to help the community in these tough times, we are willing to do so. So once we form those partnerships with the local charitable organizations, we would share whatever we make at the end of the year, we would share with these organizations. So that's the aim, and we want to help those who need help.
Okay. So would a snow champ, you know, an employee be an employee of your company, if you will?
So not really. They would be independent contractors.
Okay. So they would get a 1099 for tax purposes, just like
exactly. Exactly. And that would be, again, will be automated, and they will get it before their tax year.
Okay. So it's very, very new that we're getting in on an interview with you, Ansh, at really the onset of this concept. So it's pretty exciting, I'm sure. What does your family think about it?
My family is excited about it, and they are proud, and they are hoping that we get to prove the concept and we get to scale it to other markets. So yeah, they are really proud, so what happens is, for a small business owner, there are other things that we have to take care of, which is sitting in India can be really scary, because they don't know the systems here. I mean, although my mom is a principal, my dad is retired from a child development officer. So, but here it's a different system, and especially understanding the economy, understanding legal formalities around it, understanding the counting, making sure there are no litigation issues and their insurance is okay. So there are a lot of tough things to start a business, but I think it has been a learning experience for me, and that's what my parents are really proud of, and really think, yep, the learning is always good. So I always tell people, like, I have read enough about businesses. I've read enough, and I have listened to enough podcasts. I have watched a lot of startup movies and a lot of startup books. But when you actually do it, that's when you actually get to know what exactly it is like to do it. So it has been a learning experience. So my parents are really happy about it.
What has been, would you say, the most challenging aspect so far?
So far, I would say because of COVID, because of pandemic, we weren't able to meet anyone. So it's all virtual for us. So we are trying to partner with local colleges. When I say local, meaning Quincy's colleges in Quincy. So Quincy College, Eastern Nazarene, and Curry College, they have been really responsive, but we haven't been able to actually go in and do a sort of a meet and greet kind of thing and actually talk to the students and help and let them know, like, hey, this is what we are working on. Can you help us with some things of like branding or some kind of app adoption? Or if you want to be snow champs, or if you want to go tell your community. So that, I think, the not meeting people has been really challenging for us. And because it's a community thing. So we wanted to reach out to as many people as we can, but to keep, in this tough times, we can only do it virtually. So not meeting people has been the biggest challenge for us.
Sure. You know, what if it doesn't snow, Ansh?
It's okay. We have nothing to lose. I mean, okay. we have the concept out there, and I mean, if it's actually good for people who, like, they don't have to go through this pain if it doesn't snow. If it snows, we have a solution for them.
There you go. Okay. Well, I mean, there's still leaves will fall, so we might leave leaf champs in the fall. Who knows?
Yep. Mowing the lawns, cleaning houses. It's, something is always out there.
Yeah. Well, good for you for, you know, taking the initiative. And, you know, I'm sure the leaders here in the city of Quincy will be happy to hear that there's a young person like yourself that sees the city as a good place to start.
Yep, it's definitely it is. And it's very connected. So, I mean, and that's where we wanted to start with. And I think looking at the pre-registrations, looking at the initial response, I think we did the right choice. We made the right choice. And we're really happy and we're really excited.
Anything else you'd like to add right now?
That'll be all. I mean, I would encourage people to go visit our website, snowchamp.app. And if you are a car owner who is looking for snow cleaning services, go pre-register. We will let you know when the app is out there. And similarly for snow champs who are ready to go help their neighbors, help the community and on side income, you should also register. It's snowchamp.app.
Okay. And I'm assuming you have to be at least 18. Is that right?
Yes, 18 for a snow cleaner. Yes, exactly.
Great to meet you, Ansh. Hopefully, like you said, we can do it in person one day as well. But I appreciate the opportunity, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for having us, having me over. I really appreciate it. And yes, one day we will meet in person.
That's our pleasure. All right. Yep. Be well.
Thank you, Joe.